In this gospel, Mary, the sister of Martha, is often typifies or shows us, serves as the example, the model of what it means to be a Christian at prayer. So for us who practice Christian spirituality, we should be everyone in this church. The example shows us that prayer is meant to be an encounter, an engagement with God, an engagement with Christ, an engagement with the Holy Spirit, the one God. Prayer is simply that. It's so simple that sometimes it's hard to understand. I remember a couple years ago, I was in a Bible study at a parish I was on for internship, and the question came up is, what's the point of prayer if God hears our prayers anyways? So I explained to her that, yes, that's one sort of prayer, but there's also this and this and different kinds of prayer. But the key point of prayer is not to ask for things, but it's just to be in encounter with God, just to be in the presence of God and communicate with God back and forth, and just to let that happen and let God work on us. She had a hard time understanding that, not because it was too complicated, but because it was too simple for her. How could prayer be so simple and yet so difficult? There are many different kinds of prayer, but they all revolve around the same thing, an encounter with God. Prayer for us is not about turning off our minds. It's not about kind of going into sort of hibernation or just, or as a very undefined thing, nor is it necessarily rhyming off a bunch of prayers. Prayer is first and foremost an encounter with God, an encounter with Christ, and letting the Holy Spirit come into our hearts and our minds. And there we are like Mary. We are at the Lord's feet and listening to what the Lord is saying to us. And there are many types of prayer. There is a vocal prayer like the rosary, for example. There is reading the scriptures, reading the various other books. They could be listening to podcasts. That can be a prayer, spiritual ones, not just any. There is also what's called prayers of thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for things. There's prayers of what's called adoration. We worship God. Also, Eucharistic adoration, that's a form of prayer, where we come in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just be in the presence of the Lord. And then there is also prayers, which is like a confessional prayer. We express sorrow for our sins. And then there's intercessory prayer. We pray, we ask for things. But prayer is first and foremost at its depths, an encounter with God. It's that simple. Even if our mind is distracted, if we're distracted from many things, it's too hot in the church, I am thinking of too many things. As long as we have that will to pray, we are praying. We just gently push our minds back every single time we catch ourselves distracted. And that is prayer. We're just in. It's not so much something we do. It's something that God does to us if only we let Him. Prayer is an encounter with Christ. And the best way to pray is at Holy Mass, where we actually receive the very body of Christ at Mass. So today, let us be renewed in what it means to pray. And let us remember that prayer is an encounter with God who comes to us and wants to enter our minds, act on our will, but also, first and foremost, to enter into our hearts.